Hola a todos, bienvenidos a
Unsystematic.
Hey guys. I don't know why opening it is always so awkward.
It really is.
It's like when you're talking to people that you've already been talking to all day and you have to like reestablish that you're here or something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was like, hey, it's not like I've just been sitting here for the past 5,000 hours with you guys. But hey, welcome back to another episode. I bet you're wondering why it was in Spanish.
I don't think they were.
It's because we felt like it.
Yeah.
No, but it's Hispanic Heritage Month, so, welcome. Welcome to the world.
Welcome to the world.
Of Spanish. This whole episode will be brought to you in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Michelle's not really saying anything. It's gonna take me a minute to get a sentence out.
Well, it's gonna take me to get, like, the whole episode to get one sentence out.
No entiendo.
No entiendo.
Nada más podemos hablar en español para toda la episode.
This just reminds me of that one time there was a girl. I was coming out of the restroom in high school, and there was a girl, and she came up to me. And she started speaking Spanish, and I literally told her in Spanish that I don't speak Spanish.
That is so awkward.
You should have just been like, no más poquito español.
Oh, wait, no, I told her, I said I don't speak English.
You said you don't speak English in Spanish.
In Spanish.
And so she's probably like...
And she looked at me like, oh, okay.
She's like, no shit, I'm speaking to you in Spanish. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I was so embarrassed.
It's just, like, honestly, the way that the brain processes things, yeah. You know? But I used to always have this girl in my cosmetology class that she spoke to me in Spanish, and I answered her in English. Like, that was just what our relationship was. So, I mean, there's that. But honestly, I don't know. There's just something about Spanish. I love looking white because people then, like, don't think that I know Spanish. So, when I bust it out, they're like... Like, so shocked.
Y'all, the face she just made.
Like, you? This blonde hair, green-eyed? What? Like, as if I'm fucking an alien or something.
As if, like, I mean, other people can't know Spanish.
It's still shocking. Because sometimes you look brown and, like, a Spanish-speaking brown person, and you don't speak Spanish.
Yeah,
so, you
that's
know,
true.
That's why I think it's so funny, because it would happen at work all the time where they would, like, ask the person who looks like they speak Spanish, and then the next thing you know, they would bring me over. Like, can you help this person? It's like this total, like,
shift.
Yeah. So never assume, because when you assume, you make an ass out of yourselves, and I'll know what you're saying about me, and I'm just gonna sit there and laugh in my brain like an evil laugh. It's the laugh that I hear when I hate people. It's like, you know, do you ever
can
have like
you replicate it?
No. Do y'all ever have, like, an evil laugh in your brain?
No, I have, like, Kill Bill sirens.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
Girl.
So this whole time you haven't known what the hell we're talking about?
Mm-mm. I just thought it was a saying. Is there actual sirens that go off?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Like a theme song? Or just, like, a bell?
Not really.
It's an alarm. Like, when something's about to happen.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to?
We're going to have to show you the movies.
Is it part of it? Like, is it, hey, the siren has to go off and then I become a killer? Or is it, like, just, like, a sound that they use in transition of, like, hey, action's about to happen?
A transition.
Oh, so it doesn't really have to do with her killing.
I mean, yeah, because when the sirens go off,
it's... You're asking me a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to watch it.
Yeah, we're just going to have to watch the movie.
That's what I do.
You got on to me for asking too many questions last time.
Asking all the questions.
Asking all the... Making statement.
Are you sure?
So, anyways, welcome to this week's episode. How's it going, guys? What's up? What's new? Yeah, let me talk about me.
Yeah, you go first. I feel like you always go last, and then we end up not asking you.
Yeah. Which is okay. I mean, I cry about it after the fact, but...
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm asking you to go
first. It's because I feel like I talk too much sometimes, so I'm okay, like, going last. But, let's see. Where can I start? So, I hate people. Let me just throw that out there. If you ever want to see the human soul for what it really is, work in a salon. Like, that's all, like, oh, I've never seen so many faces on people in my life. Mm. Like, it's something I feel like I've never experienced, and you would think that I'd be used to it by now, but as many times as I've been stabbed in my back, like, there might still be knives there. Like, I'm just not used to it. And so, like, I recently had an employee quit, which I'm not, like, not used to that. I'm not fucking numb to it. I'm like, it's fine. But the thing is I feel like I'm a pretty, I'd like to say pretty good judge of character. I'm not gonna say very, because, you know, there's an occasional one that slips through, but I feel like I'm pretty good judge of character. And like, majority of the times when somebody I feel like is checked out, like, I can tell. Yeah. And I at least know the people that I work with well enough, because it's been, like, years that I've worked with the same people. Like, if nobody ever is just, like, hired on and then, like, quits right away, or, like, whatever the case. Like, they're here for years, so I feel like I know them pretty well. And so, like, with this specific girl, I was just like, hey, like, I pulled her aside. I was like, I know there's things going on. I know you have some outside stuff. I was like, I know you well enough. Like, we've been here before. Like, what's going on? Especially too, because like, this girl had somebody email me a reference about a part-time gig that she was trying to get. So I was like, I got this reference, like, something's going on. And like, I gave her that opportunity to just like talk to me. Like, I pulled you aside face to face. Like, I thought we were here. And the very next day, which happened to be a Saturday, she, you know, called no show. And the way our appointments work is you automatically get appointments, like, whoever is scheduled. So, like, the whole first part of the day, like, I had to figure out how to fit all her clients in with everybody else, like, then, like, get the rest of her books covered. And I just never heard from her. Like, no response, no nothing. And then I'm pretty sure I'm blocked. Because, you know, like, typically, like, when, one, a message doesn't say it's delivered, and two, you call and it goes straight to voicemail, like,
yeah,
you're pretty much blocked. Yeah. And, like, especially because when I was calling in the morning, it was ringing. Mm. And then my boss was like, well, I'll try, because we ended up being busy, of course. And she's like, yeah, it's not saying delivered. I was like, oh, I know where this is going. So, like, I don't know. Like, it just, I was pissed off. And then I was, like, hurt. Because, like, this is somebody that I've been there for. Like, this person's called me on her off time, told me, like, things going on with, like, her family life, which isn't a good family life. And I just, like, why do I keep, like, putting myself out there for people and then, like, get slapped in the face? And then especially, like, it's one thing, like, up and leaving where you ain't close. But when I am talking to you face to face and I give you that opportunity, like, I'm giving you your out. I was like, look, if you're going to go, just let me know. Like, give me that courtesy. I don't give a fuck at this point if you leave. Like, give me that courtesy.
Right.
And you can't do that. And so, like, that put me on a whole nother level. I'm just like, I don't know. It just had me start thinking that with how many times this has happened to me at this salon and with people and, like, every person I've given the opportunity to at least talk to me, like, people just disgust me. Like, it gives me this whole, like, ick in my brain for, like, people sometimes. You know?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the feeling. It fucking
for
sucks.
Sure.
Yeah. It's just hard because I feel like you don't want to ever, like, harden yourself, but then at the same time, it makes me, like, why make friends? Why get to know people? Why open up to people? Like, you just can't trust anybody, and it's, like, no matter how much you want to be, like, no, this time is different, or I'll be there for that person, and then it happens again. Like, it's, like, how much is too much? So, that happened.
Was that, like, just this past weekend?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That really sucks, dude. And then on a Saturday, like, that's a dick move. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just, it's a dick move. That's,
especially
that's
when I just, like, I'm saying, like, just work with you on Friday. Like, I worked with you on the Friday. Like, I know things weren't perfect. But, and the thing is, too, it had nothing to do with me. Like, her issues, like, be one thing if I fucked up, like, we, like, it was nothing to do with me. Like, we were good. So it's like, I take it personal, and that's, like, what I was telling y'all, kind of, like, I tend to take things people do as more personal, maybe, than I should, but I feel like when things like this happen, how can you not be like...
Right.
You shit on me now. Like, you weren't shitting on everybody. You shit on me personally.
Yeah.
Like, you could at least answer the text. I would have been okay if you would have just responded to that. Give me some reason. Something.
Like, till now, you have not heard from her.
No. But yeah, that was my week. Well, one of my days. One of my stresses for right now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, management life. And dealing with it.
Dude, honestly, like, no, I don't want to be a manager. I don't ever again. Just hearing your stories, plus, like, everything that I've also personally, like, experienced, I'm just like, it's just not worth it. Like, no. Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's not fun. It's literally, like, I mean, why I've said if I ever leave anywhere else, like, I just want to be a fucking number. Like, just put me as a fucking employee. Like, if I'm sick, cool, I'll call out and not feel bad. Like, no problem. Management is definitely not for the weak-minded, and unfortunately, I'm weak-minded.
Yeah, that's how I'm starting to feel, because they're trying to, like, make me the, like, SM, which is, like, the site manager.
Uh-huh.
And now they're, like, giving me all this, like, responsibility and things to do that honestly, like, I should not be doing. Like, it should be handled by another department, and so, like, I'm just stressed out. And I'm just over it.
Does it come with a pay raise, though?
I was going to say, more money?
Yes, it does. Because
if the money's... Oh, I say I don't want to be manager, but, like, if the money's right, I might consider it. I'm just saying.
I don't know how much it is yet, because, like, I haven't officially been promoted, but they're, like, giving me more things to do to see...
Hell no. I'll be like, show me the money, and I'll show you these tasks getting done.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Well, and that's the problem now, which is why so many fucking people, like, aren't wanting to work anymore. Like, people don't want to pay people what they're worth, and it's, like, on top of that, it's like, hey, we're in a fucking pandemic. So it's, like, one, a lot of people can't pay it, but also because we are in this pandemic and people have struggled so much, like, there should be a way to pay people. Like, there's so many things closing, so many things, like I told you, all the paper shortage that they were talking about, like...
Dude, is...
Cut down a fucking tree.
Everything is in a shortage. How about
we stop using paper and stop trying to burn the fucking whole world?
That's insane.
You know, we can plant new trees, you know?
Oh, okay, okay, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Just, yeah, you plant 5,000, you plant 5,000... You know, if everybody does that, we'll be okay.
Well, there's recycled paper. Where is Michael Scott? Where is Michael Scott? I have questions. I have questions.
And I need answers. Right now.
I can't with y'all.
Yeah.
Well, not much has been happening over here. But I did watch the new Marvel movie, and I loved it.
Which Marvel movie?
Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you go to theater?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. I thought you were against theaters.
I have slowly... I've been going. I'm since they opened it up. Time.
She's finding her way.
What theater did you go to?
We went to the AMC. It's like right off 35. They just opened it up like a couple years ago, I think.
They have recliners there too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
AMC?
No, I know, but which one?
Oh.
It's like 35 and Palmer, where the old Sears used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, I forgot that they were opening that one.
I didn't know they put a theater there.
I knew that it was coming because I drove by it a couple times, but I didn't know that it had been coming. I don't go anywhere. I'm a hermit. I don't leave my house.
It's really fucking good. I liked it a lot.
I heard good things about it, so I'll have to check it out.
It's one of those movies that, like, I'm not super interested in, but, like, I'll check it out. It's Marvel.
Yeah.
I love Marvel movies. I mean, a lot of them are kind of like, eh, but most of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to, like, turn your brain off for a little bit and just be entertained. You know?
What's that like? My brain never shuts up.
When you sleep?
Nope.
Not even when you sleep, girl.
Mm-mm. Mine does.
Mm-mm. Oh, it really does.
Honestly, I haven't remembered any of my dreams for, like, the past month or two.
She threw it. She threw the yawn to us.
Yeah, man. I did. We sorry, guys.
Wait. Okay. So, movie theaters to dreams. Okay.
I also watched...
I never remember my dreams, though.
You never? Like, ever?
Like, rare. Like, especially lately. I don't even think I dream.
I'm sure... I hate it because recently, whenever I've been dreaming, I know I dreamt, but I don't remember, like, 2 seconds later, same. I don't remember anything.
And then how do you know you dream?
Because it's, like, a vague memory of something. Yeah. Like, I know I had a dream last night, but it's gone. I have no idea what it was about. So but it was unsettling. Oh. I don't know what it was, though.
Maybe it's good not to know your dreams. I don't want to know.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't want... Actually, it depends, because I've had some cool dreams.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I used to, make my dreams...
Wait, what?
Like lucid dreaming?
No, so like when we were younger, I don't know, like I've always maybe lived in this false reality. Like I've always created like my own world. Like I think it started with Barbies. Like
so like daydreaming?
No, I'll explain.
Okay.
So like Barbies started it, right? Like just stories like and being in The Sims and always like looking at apartments and like I've always had this like visions of what life should be and what it should look like, blah blah blah.
Right.
So there used to be like times where I would just like lay there and like right before bed I would say, okay, this is what we're gonna dream about tonight. And it would just be like this whole fucking like story that I would just make up in like what I was gonna dream about. And so when I would go to sleep, like I would think about it and like I would play the scenario through my head until I fell asleep. And then I used to even do it for my sisters. I'd be like, okay, this is what you're gonna dream about. I'd be like, who do you like? Or who is this like
I can't.
Yeah, and I was just like, here's y'all's story, and this is what it would be. And, like, we would just go to bed after.
I can't.
No, that's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it happened a lot, but I know it's definitely enough for me to remember that I used to do that. And, like, I don't know. Maybe it was just a way of, like, creating a false universe or, like, taking me out of maybe what I was feeling mentally. I don't know. That I feel like if I can create it, then I'd had that control on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just really fucked up. I don't know.
We're all fucked up.
So, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being fucked up.
I mean, I know. It's okay.
I also watched Malignant, too.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were mispronouncing Maleficent.
Malignant.
I was like, wait, that's not how you say that.
I loved it. I fucking loved it. It was so insane.
I loved it, though?
Wait, yes. You watched it too, right?
I watched 30 minutes of it. So I watched it with the idea of going in, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for another scary movie. Like, yeah. And, like, it just caught me off guard a little bit. And maybe, like I said, it gets better, and I don't want to, like, give it away from what I saw, but I guess the best way I could maybe describe it is it gave me, like, an alien vibe. Like, I didn't know if it was a ghost or if it's, like...
Girl, you gotta finish it. Well,
if you just watched 30 minutes, if you had watched the whole thing, maybe you would have known. Is it an alien? Is it a ghost?
But I was bored. Like, now, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was like this for the first kind of few parts. There is, like... some definite, like, jumpiness to it, but I was just like, what the fuck am I watching? And I just stopped.
Did you watch it at home?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can't...
It has to catch me. Okay, and, like,
but you don't like scary movies.
I know.
Like, you have to, I feel like you have to...
So maybe I told myself not to like it.
Exactly.
Yes.
But is it scary?
Not really. You didn't even give it a chance.
Is it more like psychological?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's why I didn't know. Like, but then, like, I didn't know how this person was affecting this stuff. So I'm like,
again,
what the fuck?
You only
That's why you gotta watch it.
How you expect to get the whole plot of the movie in 30 minutes?
I mean, they're supposed to tell me everything in the first 30 minutes.
How long is the movie?
It's like... an hour and 44.
Yeah, you literally watched less than half. You watched like maybe not even a third.
Well, wow. I'll think about it. It's at least it's free. It is on HBO Max. If you guys have HBO Max, that's where I was watching it. Is that where you watched it?
Yeah.
You should watch it, Bernice, and then tell us your thoughts.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'll next check it out.
Next meeting, we will all have a synopsis. All
right, let me put that in my a calendar. A summary.
Is it a synopsis?
A summation.
A summation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Cobains. What about you, Bernice? Your turn. What's been going on, bitch?
Remember I was flipping that table, mm-hmm. that I got, well, my sister and I got it, and it's still not done, but we finally added, like, some of the gold paint, and it actually looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually excited about it. It's been a whole lot fucking harder than I thought it was gonna be, but it's okay. It's
all right. How much are you selling it for?
I don't know. I think 60, but I'm not sure.
I may be interested.
Okay. It's a very unique piece. Yeah. I will say that. Okay. It's not like, it's not conventional. It's like, how do I say this? Very bold accent pieces is what we're going for. Or she's going for. I'm just helping her.
Well, see, that's why, okay, this is why I was confused. So, like, when you were told us about this table a while ago, and then I saw that your sister posted the table. So, I was like, is that the table you were talking about?
No. That was her project. Okay, so Third Eye Furnishings, that's my sister's, like, company that she's just, you know,
doing. Shout out to her sister. Yes. She's the one, right, who made our pictures, too?
Yes. So, Jazz is the one that did our portraits that you can find on our Instagram. And she's starting this, like, furniture flipping company or business, and, the moon table that she has with, like, the LEDs, that's more expensive.
I thought that table because was cool, she didn't post a price.
Huh?
She didn't post a price in the post.
No, you're gonna have to message her for it. She's doing, like, I don't know if she's doing, like, a set for that table. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. We're going to have to hit her up for it.
Yeah, we need all the details so we can plug it. We'll give you free promo for now. Just kidding. So, what is it? Third Eye Furniture?
Furnishings? Third Eye Furnishings.
Yeah, because there needs to be a website. Is it on Etsy? Where can we find her? I like the table because y'all all know I love lights. And when I saw it had lights,
she really,
like,
does.
I need it.
Dude, it's really she colorful. Has lights everywhere. And, like, she hand-painted the moon that's on it. And then she did the... I don't know if it's, like, resin or something on top. But, yeah. So, she's really proud of that table. But, yeah, if you want to know more about it, let her know.
I want that.
I mean, y'all can start a bidding war.
You have nowhere to put it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she does. She's got that whole fucking extra bedroom that she's got to furnish.
She has nowhere to put it.
My bad. Okay. But the table that we're flipping together is not that cool. John
said no. You don't have anywhere to put it either, bitch. Where the fuck are you going to put it?
Hello, have you seen me? I have space.
Where?
Right next to her coffee table.
Yes.
I can't.
The table next to a table.
I can't.
So the table you're flipping, is it the same type of style table?
Hell no. It's like, it's completely different.
Ooh, so I can't wait to see.
This one's like a little, it's a tinier table. Ooh, okay. And it's an octagon.
Ooh.
And we're painting it. Right now it's still, like, primed and that's it. We're going to add some gold accents to it and then paint the top pink. It should be done this weekend, but
that's
we'll see.
That's what I want. Because that's the one I want.
We keep saying that, oh, okay, this is the weekend, we're going to finish it. And then something fucking happens. And then we're like, okay, this weekend we're going to finish it. And fucking just keeps happening.
Finish something.
Yeah, you're going to finish it this weekend so I can buy
gonna
it.
Do you have a business name? Are you going to be doing this?
This is just my sister's thing. Like, I'm helping her wherever I can, wherever she wants me to. But other than that, like, no, that this is, like, completely her creation.
Okay.
I'm just kind of following her guide.
So you're just an employee?
Pretty much. But, like, I'm not paid.
Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. So that's what I'm working on. I decided to go to the thrift store. Didn't need anything. And I ended up with a music stand.
Jesus.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
I've been wanting to, I don't know if I mentioned this to y'all or not, but I've been wanting to, like, play my violin again, and I've needed a music stand, and I found one at Austin Pets Alive thrift store, and I was like, well, it's $24, and the money goes to pets, so fuck it, I'm just gonna buy it. So,
Wow. Didn't you use, like, your easel as a music stand? They're, like, the same shape.
I didn't think about that.
For real, she really could.
But yeah. No, I didn't want to. I want a music stand.
She wants to be bougie.
Different.
It'd be nice if you. I love violins. Like, I love music.
Girl, did you just say violins?
Yeah. I love violins.
Okay.
No, it just reminds me, like, because I feel like I would fucking do it. Is like, have y'all seen those scammers that they make their kids play the violins on outside, and the kid's like, dun, 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 and like he's fucking like rocking the fuck out, and then somebody goes and unplugs their shit.
Shut up! No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's like this whole scam that had been going on, and this mom and like her son, and he would be out there, and like they had their whole sign for money, and the kid. He should fucking play violin. He had all the heads right. Like, it looked like he was fucking playing it. And, yeah, they're like, no.
Wow.
It was bullshit.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Me and my ukulele.
We have to get together and then just unplug our shit.
Yeah. We're gonna be at every show just unplugging your shit.
See, I'll learn. Mine said it's gonna be unpluggable. Like, I'm gonna glue it
together. Unpluggable.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna find a way. The cloud.
Just put the speaker in the ukulele so it sounds like it's coming directly from it.
There you go.
God, if you're gonna scam people, do it right.
There you go. Let me take notes. Let me get my scam notebook out.
I'm just... It's labeled scams.
What is How that from our scam? Psychopath quiz? If you fall for a scam. No. Yeah.
Damn.
Was anybody who's listened, like, surprised by the results that, you know?
John was. He was like, I think you're crazier than the test said you were.
Yeah, I think we need to find a legit quiz. Like I said, I mean, those are the first ones we Googled, but, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a real one.
And he was definitely surprised that Bernice scored so high.
Okay. Wait, that she scored high?
On the psychopath one,
She's crazy, though.
Have you met you?
I'm normal.
No, you're the sociopath.
Says the girl who makes up dreams for normal. Herself. I'm normal.
Whatever, sure. Man. Do whatever you gotta do to cope with reality. Reality sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
What else? Other than buying unnecessary shit.
Story of my life.
Dude. I had to stop myself. Okay, so we did go to a couple different thrift stores. And at Austin Pets Alive, actually, I found, like, these really cute frames. And I follow this one artist who, like, adds clay to, like, make them spooky frames. And so I was like, oh, my God. Like, what if I did, like, my own style of that? And I had to stop. I had to walk away. I was like, bitch, you got like 20 projects started at home. We do not need to pick up a whole new ass hobby. Jeez. we just not doing that today.
That's so, what your business should be called. Is like
hobby of the month.
Starting and never finish
it. Yeah. The unfinished project.
There you go.
It's a piece of art in itself.
Yeah. You should. I don't know why you don't. Like, you over here talk about, like, wanting to make money on the side or have your own business. You could easily be selling your art.
Okay, because that's I don't have the want. Patience to do it. Like,
you need to get the fuck over it. Like, I want to punch you in the face.
Girl, you better get some patience right now.
You could be making so much money. Everybody wants art nowadays, and everybody wants unique pieces.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be unique because I ain't never going to finish it. So... You can buy my half-done art pieces. Jeez. I know. I just need to get better about my schedule and, like, actually...
Because you're so fucking busy?
No, I mean, like, actually planning my shit out. Because I need structure. Like, I need fucking structure.
But you have structure. You don't do anything.
That's not structure. Because if I don't have anything to do, then I'm just going to, like, sit around and do shit.
But you do. You have 20 things to do.
No, I understand that.
You just don't pick
one. But my brain is like, oh, but there's no due dates on those because I started those.
Well, I'm going to start assigning dates.
Yes.
Dude, Alex tried to do that shit because I wanted it right for a long time. And he was like, all right, like, we're going to give you due dates. And then I just didn't do them.
Yeah, what happened to the book you're writing?
It's in my head. And it's changed, like, 10 times.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
This is my life, okay? I'm 32. and nothing's fucking changed in the last like 17 years.
Dude, on your grave, I'm literally just gonna throw all your half projects. She didn't finish this shit. She didn't finish this.
It's a big ass box.
Oh, so I'm guaranteed to be a ghost then, because all these unfinished things, all these unfinished business.
No, you know what's going to happen is other people are going to finish them for you. And then you're going to be rolling around in your grave. Like, that's not the vision. I'm going to be sitting there drawing stick figures on your fucking artwork.
Wow. Fucking. Ooh, okay.
We finished it.
All right. So there's going to be a project that I'm starting. We're going to decorate the front of my place. And for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting that this weekend. And that has, I have to finish that because that's on display. That's going to look fucking trashy.
Oh, we have to finish that.
It'll be done because Halloween. Because
I will keep my shit up till Christmas. Don't even. How long was your Christmas tree up that one year?
Just like 3 years.
And then at her parents' house, her mom's house, it was up for like 5 years.
Dude. How? It does not that get, like, annoying or in the way.
It doesn't. It has its place.
For the entire 5 years, did you, like, consistently plug in the lights every night?
No. Only for Christmas time. Don't be crazy.
Oh! I'm so sorry.
Dude, what are you, insane?
What happened at my mom's is my mom, like, is the Scrooge. My mom hates fucking Christmas. She just hates it with a passion.
Oh, so you put it up there and left it up there to be petty.
Yes.
She's my kind of person.
She's like, y'all can put it up, but I ain't taking it down. And I was like, that's fine with me, boo.
Don't threaten me with the good time.
It's like that meme or that gif of P. Diddy and that other person just staring at each other. When you're like, okay.
I don't know the gif or the
meme.
You've
never seen the gif?
But that's basically what it was. Like, I don't know when my mom became the Scrooge, but I just think it's because she hates shopping. And so, like, to her, Christmas is, like, a burden.
Yeah.
But also because my mom's like you. Like, my mom does everything last minute. Like, it's weird because my mom is very organized.
Why are you calling us out like that,
But
though?
She's very organized.
I am not.
So it's weird that, like, for somebody so organized, she does Christmas last minute. Like, she's the type that will buy everybody's presents on Christmas Eve. But then she's gonna be stressed the whole fucking day, the whole fucking night.
Procrastination
pays
off.
Nobody told you to wait till Christmas Eve.
Procrastination works. I don't know what to tell you.
No.
Yes.
It doesn't. It stresses me the fuck
out. Yeah, it does not.
I can't. Like, I'm already thinking about Christmas.
No, because, see, like, procrastination makes me, like, do my best work at the very last minute. So I've convinced myself that my anxiety is actually pressure, and that pressure is good because I perform better under it.
No,
it's not real. I know it's not fucking real.
I disagree.
That's so weird because I have anxiety and I can't procrastinate because I will get like panic attacks and
shit. Like at work, I have to submit something and I have until November to do it. And usually I would submit it like right now, right? Because like why put it off? Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing it. I should have done it last week. Didn't do it.
But see, like stuff like that, I do. Like, if it's something work-related or something that doesn't benefit me in any fucking way, you're getting that shit last minute.
My continued employment is dependent on this. I have to submit it.
I mean, it was the same, like, in school. Like, oh, the test is to, like, in a week, I'll study for it the day of. Like, I ain't got time for that bullshit. But, like, in your case, like, with your art and stuff, like, that'd be stuff I would want to do because it's, like, what my hobby is, what I enjoy.
That's really fucked up.
You know?
No, that's really fucked up that I don't finish the shit that I want to finish. But because it's because I have, like, a fucking short attention span, dude. I started painting, right? Like, literally, the painting that I told you I started on my easel, it's still sitting up there. I did get some work done on it, but it's not nearly done.
If you guys see Bernice in the street, punch her in the tits. Just punch her in both tits.
I have
double punch.
An embroidery piece that I started. Haven't picked it up again. I have a Halloween earring series that I want to make. I'm like a third, not even. I've made like
Halloween.
Three different types.
You have my spooky earrings that I've commissioned you for.
Yeah,
my dino dicks.
Yeah, your dino dicks. What else?
You can make those out of clay.
I have like three different paintings that have, aside from the one that's on the easel, I have like three different paintings I've started, still haven't finished them. I have the wood burn coasters that I started for myself, still haven't finished them. What
everything
else? Oh, I have a fucking box.
What if Einstein never finished? What if fucking.
I think you're being real generous. She, say Einstein. She went from calling me a glorified finger painter to now comparing me to fucking Einstein. Okay.
Not comparing you to Einstein. Like, don't get crazy.
But like, she's like,
we wouldn't have electricity.
I'm not doing anything nearly hold as on. Important as electricity.
Hold on. Are you saying we wouldn't have electricity without Einstein? Because, honey.
Edison.
Okay.
But look, they both go hand in hand.
Wait, wasn't Edison a fucking fraud?
You need math.
Now I'm math.
Yeah, he stole all his shit from, like, Tesla or something.
Yeah.
Tesla wasn't around then. Shut the fuck up.
Yes. Are you serious?
Nikola Tesla.
They had no cars back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Christina, there is a person named Tesla.
Okay, but he didn't have a car then.
What? He didn't invent a car. He invented electricity.
No.
Well, yes. A form of electricity.
But guess what? You know
and
what?
You know?
No. No. No.
Okay. All right.
You know what happened? He, what's his name? Nicholas?
Nikola.
Nikola Tesla is Bernice. He didn't finish. And you know what happened when he don't finish?
Wow. No.
Someone else comes around, like Thomas Edison, and steals his shit.
Wow.
And they finish, and who gets the credit?
Hold on.
Edison gets the credit.
No.
Wow.
Tesla finished it, okay? Edison was like, nah, I don't want to use, you're not using your shit over here in the States. We're using my shit, and it's going to be based off of your shit. And,
you should be a history teacher and explain shit like that.
Yes. Honestly, if we would have used Nikola Tesla's, like, form of electricity, we would all be saving money right now. Like, a shit ton of fucking money.
We wouldn't, because the government would find a way to tax it even fucking more.
No, we would.
Well, yeah, no, it's because they kill off good people with good inventions and things that benefit the planet.
Or people with good inventions don't complete it, and other people come around and say, that's
Christina,
a good
idea. He literally completed it. Okay.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Complete it. I'm gonna.
Hey, this is coming from the girl who was talking about Einstein. We wouldn't have electricity without Einstein.
Girl did not finish her history
class. Like, so honey, he was born after.
I'm cutting that.
Electricity was invented.
I'm gonna make myself sound smart. I'm cutting it.
She's gonna splice it to where she's like, Edison, X Y Z, blah blah blah.
I will too. I will, man.
Okay. All right. Where
was is mine the quote of the week, man? That would be a good one. That is so embarrassing. I'm so stupid. It hurts. It hurts. My brain's just rolling around in there. Like, this is what happens. So, like these are literally, like, I just don't think before I speak. That's the problem.
That guy was famous and smart. I think that he did that.
I'm just bound to prove points sometimes. I don't give a fuck if it makes sense at all. It's the point.
Okay, all right. So, fine. I'll finish a project.
She said she'll finish a project.
A project. Don't get crazy.
One a week.
Yeah, that's the goal. Okay. It hasn't happened.
That's realistic. So, let's say here and now, what's project one?
I have to pick one now? Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck it. The moons.
Okay. So, the next time we talk to you...
We need photographic evidence, too.
We need to know that it's done.
She just made a face. And we will reverse image search that bitch, okay?
We will. You can't
be pulling shit off Pinterest and be like, look, I did it.
Fuck it. We'll go to her house. We know where her room is.
Oh,
we know where her house is.
And she got a window.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen?
Wow, keeping dumbs.
You know what's going to happen? I have the perfect plan. Every time you don't complete it, I'm going to go add a Christmas tree to your front yard.
Oh, we kind of want trees in the front yard, though.
No, a Christmas tree.
That's fine.
Christmas is going to throw up on your yard over all your Halloween shit. That's what's going to happen. Then you're going to find random Santa hats. You're going
to...
Random candy canes.
Christmas ornaments on your cars. Like, it's going to be a vibe.
I'm going to fucking get some Halloween ornaments.
You're going to hear the constant sound of jingle bells.
Yes. In your nightmares.
Dude. Okay, fine. A project a week. starting with the moons.
Mm-hmm. And then what's next?
What is this? What?
Holding you accountable. This is called accountability.
We're scheduling.
All right. Next project after that. I don't know. After I finish that, I'll have to start a new project before I finish another one.
Girl, no.
Negative. Negative. This is how the list keeps growing.
Yeah.
You need to cross off on the list.
I have to start something new. No. No.
Okay, actually, the following week, it's going to be the Halloween display.
What, that's going to take all your time?
A week? Yeah. Okay, girl. I do not do simple, like, hang trees here. I'm paper macheing some shit together. Oh my God. I'm making a cardboard,
she's a lost
like,
cause, ladies
cut
and gentlemen.
Out.
She is a lost cause.
Like, don't.
Lost cause.
Don't. Alex still talks about this one time we decorated the front. It was fucking awesome. There was a fucking werewolf with a car crash and, like, a fog machine and, like, lightning. It was fucking cool as shit. Mm. Cool as fuck.
Well, now you just have high expectations, so.
Yeah.
Have you met me? I'm fucking incredible. Okay?
No, I've only met half of what you do, so.
Wow. Wow. All right. That's fucked up.
So, anyways.
Okay, the week after that, I'll do y'all's earrings.
Look, I don't even need earrings. I want it to be a clay thing now. Because I'm not going to wear dino dicks on my ears. What? My hair is down all the time at work.
What clay things?
Just make it a clay. Make it a figurine.
A figurine?
Yeah.
Or like something that can hang
on her
wall.
That I can display. No, not on the wall. That don't get extra. I'm not going to put that on the wall.
You
like, so I can put it in my
door.
Little knickknacks.
I'm going to put like a dick. I'm gonna mold like a little dick for you.
It's yeah.
A little dick figurine.
Oh my God. Yeah. I saw this tweet today. And you know how like they allow porn. They allow porn on Twitter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. So I'm like scrolling and stuff. And then one of my like people that I follow was like, don't click on this tweet that I retweeted. I was like, I'm gonna fucking click on it.
Of course you did.
And it led me to a video of this dude. And oh my God. That was one of the hugest penises I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my gosh. Huge in length or huge in girth?
Girth.
Oh. Girth.
I mean, it was like. Wait. It was just. It was meaty.
Jeez.
I was like, oh my God, how do you have sex with anyone?
But was it proportionate? Because, you know, have you ever seen, like, a fat dick, but it's, like, too short? And you're like, this is,
like, short.
No, no, it was.
Short and fat.
Like a nub?
It was like, not. It was not.
Like, this big and, like, that fat.
No, it was, like, this fat, but, like, this long.
Okay, so that's proportionate. Okay.
Yeah.
How come having sex with a big dick hurts, but having a baby is like your vagina can spread for that, but a vagina won't spread for a penis?
Okay, but it still hurts. Like, what?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know that, but I mean, like, a whole ass head comes out of there, so why would a girthy penis hurt?
Because your body's prepping for that.
Yeah, and it's like that big ass girthy thing going in and out.
Yeah, the baby just like comes out.
But it doesn't.
No, that's a good point because it's not like a baby's like, yeah, the dick is going in and out, so it's not like just once, like it just slips in. No, it stays there.
Oh hell! What did this conversation just turn
into? You started it with your girthy dick.
Why are you looking at porn on Twitter?
I didn't even know you could do porn on Twitter.
Yeah, you can.
What?
Ever found any good porn?
I mean, I don't go looking for it, but...
That's not what I asked.
Not really. It's just like a bunch of... It's not really professional stuff. It's mostly just like, you know,
dick
homemade videos, I guess is what you would say.
Yeah. Like an OnlyFans?
But... Yeah.
And we're back from...
fucking bathroom break.
Intermission.
The intermission.
Someone have to take a duty.
No.
A
wow.
Duty from
cut
her
that.
Booty.
No.
Oh my God, I can't think of it now. There's a song. I think it was on TikTok where they were singing like duty from the booty and my duty went Splish, I don't know, or splash. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
Jeez, no. I'm going to have to find the song. I'm going to have to find it. And if I find it, we will post it. But it is so fucking funny. So, on that note, it's time for...
Quote of the week. Okay, so this quote comes from our former president, George W. Bush. And it's, families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
From George Dub? I'm surprised by you.
Well, it's funny because wings take dream. What the fuck does that mean? Number one. What the fuck does that mean?
In your dreams, you fly.
Wow, okay. Say it again,
because now I got to think about it. All I was holding on to was, you picked someone from George Bush?
Families. Not family. Families.
Okay, more than one family.
It should be families are where are.
He's okay. From Texas. This is how we speak.
I'm from Texas. Okay.
You're a different breed.
Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
Families is where our nation finds hope. Makes sense. It's, you know, home is where the heart is. Like, you know, there's hope in family. And what was it?
Where wings take dream.
Where wings take dream. I mean, maybe the dreams fly away. Because in this nation, they take your dreams. And so instead of them, like, saying, hey, we're taking all your hopes and dreams away, he's just like, they fly away. They naturally leave.
Wings take dream.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I need the context behind where he was talking.
I don't have the context.
Is that a real quote?
It is a real quote.
Did you just look up dumb quotes by George W. Bush?
They actually used that quote in the beginning of Step Brothers, the movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. So it's not a George W. Bush?
No, it is. He definitely said that.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, personally.
I'm just so confused by it. To me, it makes no
sense. But I mean, half the shit I say doesn't make sense. So it's like, I vibe with it.
We're aware.
But I don't know what it means. So if you guys know what the quote means, let us know. Like, what does it mean to you?
I don't know. Wings
take dream.
What made you choose it?
Yeah, why?
I just thought it was funny. Because where wings take dream, bitch. What the fuck does that even mean? Okay.
I can't with you.
I see,
it's families are.
But, like, did he, like, legit say it like that? Could it just be, like, his southern?
I think there might be a families clip of him saying it, but I know it is a direct quote from him.
Do a country accent.
Families. As families does.
Is where our nation takes hope. Where wings take dream.
That was really good.
She does good accents.
I know she does.
Or not accents, impersonations.
Yeah.
I try.
Do it again. One last time.
Is where our nation takes hope. Where wings take dream.
Oh my fucking gosh. Alright, so on the Bush note, we hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to speak like Bush now.
Oh, hell.
Well, you have to say it in Spanish.
Gracias para listenando a este
episode. Oh, no, she fucking
listenando?
Just girl. Because you add an O at the end of a word does not make it Spanish.
No entiendo. Gracias para escuchar a nuestras pendejas.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed. We were just kind of catching up, filling you guys in on what's been going on. You know, a little bullshit here, a little bullshit there. But it was ultimately full of knowledge.
What kind of knowledge?
And if there's anything that you walk away with, we hope that you've learned something from this week's episode. We hope you learned who Thomas Edison was or wasn't. We hope you learned about the girth of a penis and what will and will not fit in a vagina. And we hope you learned that wings
take dream.
Take dream.
What the fuck even is that?
So on that note, guys, bye.
I don't endorse any of what was just said. Okay.